In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We remember Elisha asking Elijah for a double portion, of the Holy Spirit. How much we need the Holy Spirit in these days, because he leads us into all truth and love. You know, it's not only about truth, it's truth spoken with love. Not truth that hurts people, but truth spoken through love. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Do you know the power of God? Do you know that you have been called to be a receiver of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead? You are being called to receive the Holy Spirit. How does that happen? You've got to be thirsty. You've got to be hungry. You've got to want the Holy Spirit. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? How much more? Much more. Much more, much more. I need the Holy Spirit now. I will need the Holy Spirit after the broadcast. It is not me that does these things. Let me tell you about the two calls that I received. There was a man who came to us. The lights had gone out in Winthrop, all over Winthrop, and we were in the automobile ready to go out to eat. What happened? This man comes to the window and says, "Would you pray over me? I was late." So I said, "Of course." So I opened the window. I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "I have fourth stage cancer of the colon, of the rectum." I said, "Oh my." We prayed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood that he would be healed. They came back the next week, this man, his wife, and all his children. And we prayed again that God heals the sick in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Oh yes. Just the other day I received a call. "Call this man in Gloucester." So I called him. He said, "Do you remember me?" "I'm Ryan." I said, "Tell me a little about it. You prayed for me when you opened the window in your car." I said, "I know exactly who you are. And you came the next week with your wife and children." "Yes." He said, "It was 5% chance that I could live. I am cancer free. And I want to thank you for helping me." I said, "It's not me, it's Jesus." He said, "You are the instrument." It's, of course it's Jesus, but you are the instrument. I tell you how we need to know that Jesus Christ heals today through the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, "I'm cancer free." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's something to say hallelujah about. Next thing that happened was Father Eric called me up. And he said to me, "I have tremendous pain in my arm, and it doesn't happen because I lifted something. It just came about." So I said, "Well, put your hand on the pain." And I was on the phone, and I prayed in the blood of Jesus, by the power of the cross and resurrection, that he be healed. And he said, "You're going to be unbelieving." He said, "It doesn't hurt anymore, just a pressure." I said, "Well, this is God." He said, "You didn't even lay hands upon me. You prayed over the phone." Well, God was with you over the phone. You don't need to lay hands upon people. God is with you. And we pray for the healing of people. Oh, yes, how God wants to heal people. Wants to heal you. Oh, yes. He wants to heal you from your father wound. Yesterday we celebrated Father's Day. He wants to heal you from your father's wound. Your father couldn't love you the way you needed love. He had no father. His father died when he was 4 years old. How could he love you the way you needed to be loved? Well, that's my father. My father loved me, but he didn't know how to father me because he was never fathered. He was never fathered. His father died when he was 4 years old. I tell you, we all have this father wound, also a mother wound, that only Jesus can heal, because our parents were not perfect, and neither are we. But we're looking for perfection in our hearts. So God has to heal the father wound and the mother wound. Oh yes, they're two great wounds that we have. I'm reading from 2 Kings 6, verse 11. The mind of the king of Aram was greatly perturbed because of this. He called his officers and said to them, "Now tell me who among us sides with the king of Israel." Then one of his officers said, "No one, my lord king. It is Elisha, the prophet in Israel, who tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber." He was a prophetic man. He knew the thoughts of the king of Aram. And Aram saying, how did people find out these thoughts? Through Elisha. He said, go and find where he is, and I will send and seize him. In other words, I'm going to get rid of the prophet. I'll kill him. I'll put him in jail. Oh, yes. He was told he is in Dothan. So he sent horses and chariots there and a great army. They came by night and surrounded the city. When an attendant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. His servant said, "Alas, master, what shall we do?" He replied, "Do not be afraid." Imagine, horses and chariots, and they're just two people. Do not be afraid. I tell you, you are worth more than a flock of birds. Do not be afraid. God loves you. God has got a plan for you. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. You say, it's too late for me. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. Hallelujah. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. Do not be afraid, for there are more with us than there are with them. Then Elisha prayed, O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. So the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha, the angelic. Open his eyes that he would see. I tell you, when we pray, two or three gathered together in my name, when we pray, I tell you that Jesus is present, and he is present as he is in heaven, as the great intercessor of the saints, of the people of God. When the Arameans came down against him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, please, with blindness. His power. Here's the power of God. He's the prophet. He wanted a double portion. So he struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. Elisha said to them, this is not the way and this is not the city. Follow me and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. And he led them to Samaria. As soon as they entered Samaria, Elisha said, O Lord, open the eyes of these men so that they may see. The Lord opened their eyes, and they saw that they were inside Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, Father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? He answered, no. Did you capture with the sword did you capture with the sword and your bow those whom you want to kill? Set food and water before them so that they may eat and drink. I tell you, I think it's wonderful when you have an enemy and you become friends with your enemy. I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. When I was at St. Adelaide's many years ago, I did not get along with the pastor. I did not get along with the pastor. But you know what? He poured out his heart to me one day, and we became friends. Oh, I love it when enemies become friends. I love it when enemies become friends. I do. I love it. It makes me feel good. I remember also when I was a seminarian, and what happened then? We were studying for a New Testament exam. It was the first exam I was going to take. And one person said, wouldn't you like to know the scriptures like Tom? And one guy said, I wouldn't like to do anything like him. I was on my knees that night saying, Lord, I don't want to hate him. Give me love for him. Give me love for him. Give me love for him. Do you know that when he finished seminary, he came up to me and said, Tom, you were the most inspirational person to me during my 4 years in theology school. And I thought of myself on my knees praying that I would not hate him, that I would not hate him, that I would not hate him. Let's continue. So set food and water before them so that they might eat and drink, and let them go to their master. So he prepared for them a great feast. After they ate and drank, he sent them on their way, and they went to their master, and the Arameans no longer came riding into the land of Israel. He didn't kill them. He set a feast before them. I wonder where the feast came from. I think it came from heaven. I think it came. There were only two. There was Elisha and the man who was with Elisha as a servant. Where did he get the bread? Where did he get the meat? I have no idea. I believe it came from heaven. And he fed them all. He fed them all. Just like Jesus. Oh, I get so upset when people tell me they shared their lunch when Jesus multiplied. He didn't really multiply. He certainly did. He multiplied bread and fish. And they took up 7 wicker baskets full of fragments. I tell you, God knows how to do these things. Let me tell you another one about multiplication. My friends were in Juarez, Texas, in a dump, feeding people in the dump. And they only had a couple of chickens. But there were many people that lived in the dump. And they were able, with a couple of chickens, to feed them all, and some was left over. You say, I don't believe that. Well, you don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. You see, you don't have to believe these things. It's true anyway. That's just the way it is. It's true anyway. And if you believe it, well, God bless you. You'll see God multiply you, and he knows how to do it. If you don't believe it, you just have to get another degree with the school of unbelief. I tell you, we all matriculated at the school of unbelief. That's why we need faith. We need faith. We need faith. And you know, there's a charism of faith. I say, I don't want my faith anymore, Lord. I want your faith. I want your faith. I want to do the things that you want me to do with your faith. Let me continue. Chapter 8, verse 1. Now Elisha had said to the woman whose son he had restored, that's the Shunammite's woman, get up and go with your household and settle wherever you can, for the Lord has called there to be a famine, and it will come on the land for 7 years. So the woman got up and did according to the word of God from the man. She went with her household and settled in the land of the Philistines 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, when the woman returned them, the land of the Philistines, she set out to appeal to the king for her house and her land. In other words, she went away for 7 years because there was going to be a famine. Now the king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, "Tell me all the great things that Elisha has done." While he was telling the king how Elisha had restored a dead person to life, the woman whose son he had restored to life, let me continue. The woman whose son he had restored to life appealed to the king or her house for her house and her land. Remember, she's been away 7 years. Gehazi said, "My lord king, there is a woman. There is a woman here with her son, whom Elisha restored to life." When the king questioned the woman, she told him. So the king appointed an official for her, saying, "Restore all that was hers, together with all the venues of fields from that day that she left the land until now." I think the king is afraid of Elisha. Restore it. Give her everything. Give her more. Oh, yes. I tell you, God is the God of more. We need more of the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's not like a liquid. It's, I just want more. I want more because there's always more in God. I want the faith of Jesus because there's always more in God. Do you know that today? There's always more in God. Oh, yes. Do you want more today? I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more. Oh, yes, I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. I need more in order to do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I need more. Without that more, I cannot do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to do it from the overflow, not from the bottom of the barrel. I need the overflow of the Holy Spirit so that I can preach the Word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Do you know that today? God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. I'm going now to the New Testament, John 14, verse 1. I love this chapter. It's so wonderful. Here it is. Here it is. "Do not let your hearts be troubled." In other words, you've got power not to be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. What's the answer then? Trust God. Trust God with all your heart. Give it to Jesus and say, "I'm not going to deal with this anymore because you are the Lord of my life. And I can't fix this because I didn't break it. I can't fix this because I didn't break it. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places." Oh, yes. There are many dwelling places in heaven. Dwelling places for the children of the King, for you and for me, by the grace of the living God. "If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?" Jesus goes up heaven. He is ascended into heaven, and he going to prepare a place for you and for me. We need that place. And I know that place won't be near the sea because the sea was no more. But we'll have the river of life. Oh, yes. And we could probably bathe in the river of life. That's the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. How we need the river of life. "I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and will take you myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. In other words, Jesus is going to return from heaven to take us to himself and to the mansions that he's built for us. And you know the way and the place where I am going. Now Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Do you know Jesus is the only way? At one time, Oprah knew that. Now she says there's many ways to God. No, there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Do you know that today? That he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. He's so wonderful. He's so wonderful. He has plans for you. I want to tell you that again. As we saw Elisha restore the land and crops to the Shunammite woman, I tell you, God wants to restore your life. He wants to restore your life. You might say, but I'm downtrodden. I'm broken. I cannot even move. Jesus, enter into that brokenness. Enter into that hurt. Enter into the broken heart. Enter in with your loving kindness. Let them know how much you love them. Give them yourself. Give them yourself, because only you can satisfy the longings of our heart. You who are the only way to the Father, the only truth to the Father, and the only life of the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, yes. We can never hear this scripture enough, because the world wants nothing to do with Jesus. Do you know that today? The world wants nothing to do with Jesus, but we make him, by grace, the Lord of our lives. The Lord of our lives. The world says no to Jesus. I say yes to Jesus. The world say, oh, Jesus, you're a Jesus freak. Oh, call me what you want. He's my Lord. He's my rock. He's my Savior. He's my deliverer. He's my love. It's only Jesus. Remember what Sadie used to preach. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Hear that again. No one can help you but Jesus. I'm talking to you. For no one but Jesus knows how. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Can you say that? Behold the servant of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It happened in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's praise the Lord. We give you praise and honor and adoration, Lord Jesus. We give you honor and glory because you are worthy of all glory. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all praise, Lord Jesus. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. You are worthy of our praise, of our worship, of our glory. You are worthy. Take our lives, O God, and fill them with your Holy Spirit. Take them in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.